Theme 14. An ant rushes over a sandy beach on a path full of twists and turns. It turns right, left, back, then halts, and moves ahead again. How can we explain the complexity of the path it chose? We can think up a sophisticated program in the ant's brain that might explain its complex behavior, but we'll find that it does not work. What we have overlooked in our efforts to speculate about the ant's brain is the ant's environment. The structure of the wind and wave-molded beach, its little hills and valleys, and its obstacles shape the ant's path. The apparent complexity of the ant's behavior reflects the complexity of the ant's environment, rather than the ant's mind. The ant may be following a simple rule: get out of the sun and back to the nest as quickly as possible, without wasting energy by climbing obstacles such as sand mountains and sticks. Complex behavior does not imply complex mental strategies. A lone, hungry rat runs through what psychologists call a tea maze. It can turn either left or right. If it turns left, it will find food in 8 out of 10 cases. If it turns right, there will only be food in 2 out of 10 cases. The amount of food it finds is small, so it runs over and over again through the maze. Under a variety of experimental conditions, rats turn left most of the time, as one would expect. But sometimes they turn right, though this is the worse option, puzzling many a researcher. According to the logical principle called maximizing, the rat should always turn left because there it can expect food 80% of the time. Sometimes rats turn left in only about 80% of the cases and right 20% of the time. Their behavior is then called probability matching because it reflects the 80-20% probabilities. It results, however, in a smaller amount of food. The expectation is only 68%. The rat's behavior seems irrational. Has evolution miswired the brain of this poor animal? Or are rats simply stupid? We can understand the rat's behavior once we look into its natural environment rather than into its small brain. Under the natural conditions of foraging, a rat competes with many other rats and animals for food. If all go to the spot that has the most food, each will get only a small share. The one mutant organism that sometimes chooses the second best patch would face less competition, get more food, and so be favored by natural selection. Thus, rats seem to rely on a strategy that works in competitive environment, but doesn't fit the experimental situation in which an individual is kept in social isolation. The stories of the ant and the rat make the same point. In order to understand behavior, one needs to look not only into the brain or mind, but also into the structure of the physical and social environment.